Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to another edition of Health Matters. You might be listening on our podcast or watching and listening to the entire interview on the websites of WVUA 23 Television or the University Medical Center website as well. Dr. Ray Stewart is with us once again today. We always enjoy having him in the studio with us. Dr. Stewart is the Director of Medicine, the Medical Director for University of Alabama Athletics from Phenix City, Alabama. I started to say the pride of Phenix City, but I don't know everybody that ever came out of Phoenix City. You came to the University of Alabama, graduated with honors here, and your resume is lengthy and impressive too, and we're glad that you're at the university. You've been the medical director for about how long now?
A little over a year.
And has it had, so far, has it pretty much been what you expected? What's the learning curve like for a physician to kind of assume that responsibility?
It's been more or less what was expected. Yeah. I kind of had somewhat of an idea coming in, just being around the program for as long as I have been. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you don't think about that on a day-to-day basis that you really can't understand until you're in the position and doing it. So
we're going to talk today about stress and mental health of athletes. When we think of you and other physicians that work with athletics, we think about banged up knees and pulled muscles and back problems or whatever it is an athlete might be dealing with. But they, like all of us, deal with stress from time to time. That crosses your radar once in a while, too. How prevalent is that among our athletes? Is it always something that comes up?
It usually is. And in fact, it's part of our initial evaluation for most of our athletes now to go ahead and assess that up front. Population at large, the general population, is dealing with lots of stress and mental health issues also, and it's no different for this group of people too. I think we tend to just see them as invincible or see them as immune to these kinds of things, but they come in with backgrounds, histories, experiences, traumas that affect all of them, and then they have to deal with that on top of dealing with the stresses of being an athlete.
Do you generally, in those initial evaluations, just question and answer from a medical perspective, or at some point might you involve a clinical psychiatrist or psychologist to assist if needed?
We generally do a basic assessment medically, and then we can refer them out, you know, if there's specific things that we're worried about. And we're blessed at the university that we have access to a number of counselors and mental health professionals that really help us on a daily basis. So it's a case-by-case analysis as far as who gets referred out and who we can help with just some basic things through our medical department.
You touched on this. When we see somebody holding up a Heisman Trophy or a Sugar Bowl trophy, we think, boy, those guys have got it made. Wow, that's something. They're probably on full scholarship. They're going to make a bunch of money in professional athletes. That's all well and good, and we wish the best for all of them, but we don't know about the stress they're under keeping their scholarship. Whatever their stresses are at home, they may be stresses very similar to a normal guy like me. Is that correct?
That is. And you know, they come in here, you have to remember, and I have to remind myself a lot of times that we're talking about 18 to 22-year-old, you know, individuals. We're not talking about people that have had full life experience and have been through everything and know how to cope with everything. They're still going to make the same decisions that any average 18 to 22-year-old is going to make, whether good or bad. So they have that part of it. You have to remind yourself about that. And then they have the added stressor of competing, being healthy to do that, dealing with the pressures of the media, dealing with the pressures of scholarship, the pressures of academics, and now the pressures of NIL, and the pressures of professional prospects and everything that they have to deal with. And now there's people that help them, agents and whatnot, that they have to cope with. The other thing is that we don't think about a lot of times is their families are also part of this, and families are obviously supportive, but there also can be a source of stress in some instances. So lots of different ways in which they're hit from a stress standpoint and mental health perspective.
So often I love to hear a story about an athlete that becomes successful, stays healthy, signs a big professional contract, and often, very often, they'll say, I'm going to buy my mom a car. I'm going to buy my mom a home. Those are wonderful success stories, but all athletes, especially those from a disadvantaged background, hope for that, and that's got to be stressful too, that they want to be that successful to provide for people that have loved them and taken care of them? Does that come up in conversation sometimes?
It does. There's a tremendous amount of pressure that they place upon themselves to be successful and to achieve financially, and that's I think become even more of an issue now that you're seeing money in college athletics, because they see their teammates around them having certain things and agreements, and they're pushing for those things as well, and putting a lot of pressure on themselves to achieve that so that they can take care of their families and themselves. And for some of our athletes, this is a major opportunity for them to advance themselves in that regard. And so I think it adds to the stressors that we deal with, and it adds to the amount of things that we have to help them learn to cope with and manage.
Back in the day, like we old folks like to say, a student would sign with the university and that's where they were going to be. You mentioned name, image, likeness. There's also the transfer portal where they can just move around freely. That's not been going on long enough where we can really assess how that's going to work out. But that's got to be in the back of the mind too. And I guess an athlete in most places can lose a scholarship for a variety of reasons. So that's just, it's like having to protect a job before you're in the workforce, isn't it?
It is, and there's always someone, you know, trying to convince you that to do something or to change, or that your, you know, situation will be better if you leave and go somewhere else. And it's hard sometimes to stick it out and to wait. Yeah. I think waiting is probably the hardest thing for most of us. And especially when you're at that age range and you're seeing the successes of those around you, to be able to wait for that and to wait for an opportunity is just harder and harder to do. And we see that, and that's why you see a lot of athletes wanting to take their chance in a portal to see if they can better their situation, whether it be financially now or in terms of opportunity to play and advance themselves for future potential.
Let's get some free advice from a doctor. This will be a free house call. There are parents watching this or listening to this who have children who may or may not be high school athletes, college athletes, or professional. The percentages are very small of those that will become professional athletes. But no matter the skill and the aptitude of their children, what advice would you give to parents from a medical perspective and a psychological perspective too, on raising those children in a way that you might minimize some of all of this stress?
I was listening to a presentation the other day, and the presenter and the speaker was talking about when he was young and playing sports, how, you know, they didn't have leagues, you know, that went on. They weren't allowed to start playing baseball until they were 12. They couldn't play football until high school.
Yeah.
And this was a gentleman who grew up in the 50s and 60s, and he was talking about they didn't really have organized leagues, but all they did was they went out and they played. And he said they had something called fun. And it was really poignant the way he presented it,
yeah,
because we don't really have fun anymore, you know, with these sports. We tend to want to get in leagues early, starting as young as 3 or 4 years old in baseball, and then football, we start at a young age. And there's a lot of just pressure on kids to perform, and if you practice more and you work harder, you're going to be successful. And the reality is we know that a very small percentage of these kids are going to be able to go on and play professional sports. So I think that just relaxing, allowing kids to play what they want to play, that they let them enjoy what they do, let them play different sports, and just have fun. I think that eventually they'll select out into where they're going to be in terms of sport and what their aptitude's going to be. And realizing this is not going to be the career for 99% of them. It's going to be something they can do for fun. And that's the number one thing I would say is let them have fun and don't overdo any one thing. Let them discover for themselves what they enjoy and support that.
It doesn't appear that many kids are just showing up at the ball field with a bunch of other kids, choosing sides and playing. It's all organized, structured, umpires, everything. Maybe we're introducing that a little too early and maybe not focusing on the fun, the point of what you just said.
Yeah. I think one of the best things that I saw, I mean, there was a lot of negative at the time of COVID-19 when it started, when the shutdown came on. And I think one of the best things that I saw was driving through neighborhoods and seeing kids out in the front yard playing together, not having organized leagues and practices and you know, four doubleheaders over 3 days. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They were enjoying themselves with their families. And I think that was something that we had, were very positive that came out of that time. And I wish that would continue.
Are you optimistic going forward? I think we'll end with this, that all universities, but universities like the one we're sitting in the middle of, are more cognizant, doing a better job of not just trying to win games, but making sure they put the physical health and the mental health and the well-being of student athletes at the top of the list. They want to win, always want to win, but it's not at for at all cost. Do you think we're optimistic about that going forward?
I think so. I think the awareness that's being generated in the last several years, really the last 20 years for mental health has been tremendous. I think the coaches are realizing how important it is not only to the performance of the athletes, but also to their long-term well-being. I think that's huge. So there's a lot more engagement from the very beginning to address these issues. And I think the stigma of talking about it, of admitting to being weak as an athlete, is starting to disappear. And it's hard for those that are really high achievers in their sport to say, hey, I need help. You know, and I think that's true of all of us to some degree, to just ask for the help you need when you need it. And we need to do a better job of continuing to provide those resources and continuing to support all the athletes and really just the general population when it comes to mental health matters.
It's probably not easy for a big, tough lineman to come and ask for mental help. That's not what they do because they're big and tough and all, but they all need attention and caring.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, Dr. Ray Stewart. Thank you very much. Dr. Stewart's the Director of Medicine for University of Alabama Athletics. A big job, but a great doctor and a qualified man to do it. Always appreciate your time with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.